You are so welcome to the March Energy Report. And this month, like each month, I will look at how I intuitively feel the energy is going to be for this month coming up. And then also I research and read in detail about the astrological and planetary energies that can be impacting our life in good and not negative ways, but, you know, sometimes bring up some difficult things for us to have to look at in our own lives. So like everything, this is guidance. It's only the energies of what I feel and also with the planetary things. This is not going to be the exact same for every single one of us. We will feel energies in different ways based on when we were born, based on our past experiences, and based on even what's going on in our current life. So for some of us, it might bring things to the surface. And for others, we might just sail through it or not even notice. It's very personalized and individual. But when we look at the overall scope of energy, it's just nice to get a look and say, okay, well, there's some good energy coming up that I can work with, or there might be a few bumps there that I can, you know, grind myself through or take a step back from things. And that's really all that this is about. It is not anything to be completely living your life by. It's just something nice to kind of take into account that may help you over the coming weeks. So first of all, I'm going to start with my intuitive sense of March. I felt so excited, actually going back to February, if you listened to my report last month, around this just sense of renewal, this sense of being able to kind of start again. And it just has been very, very palpable. Now, as we start again with things, we're always going to be triggered a little bit or challenged a little bit. And we saw that kind of in those first 2 to 3 weeks of February. But March brings a time now where it's like, okay, where am I going? Like, this is a renewal energy that I'm sitting in. This is a place that I can almost begin again or take a fresh approach to. But also it's a time to look back over the last 3 to 3.5 years in particular, I feel. I know a lot of new energy started for us in that January, end of January 2020 time. But I actually feel the 4 or 5 months building up to that time were already getting us to kind of prepare, and we didn't know what was coming, for a lot of change. So I would personally, and this is nothing to do with astrological stuff, I would be looking back to where you were around September or October 2019. And I feel a lot of that stuff is kind of finalizing now. From an astrological point of view, they're talking about looking at the end of 2020 up until at this point. But I would actually personally go back a little bit further than that. And it feels like when we have this point of renewal, it's not that sense of like, oh, we just begin again and start again. We have changed fundamentally as humans. The planet has changed. The global energy has changed. As I keep saying, you know, since around summer of last year, we are bringing in energies onto the planet that have never, ever existed here before in the millions and billions of years that the planet has existed. I feel that really strongly, intuitively. I feel it in my own life. I feel it in the energy that's around us. Sometimes at the moment, I'm having like these times where I'm kind of, could be doing something very normal, like sitting at my desk or driving the car. And I just get this wave of like, almost flashes back of my life and flashes forward of my life. And, you know, they, as I've talked about before, they say energy exists all at the one time, or past, present and future. I don't know. We'll never know these things. You know, we listen to research about these things. We hear things about it. We never truly know. Sometimes we just have a sense. But that's what's been happening. And when these kind of flashbacks and flash forwards happen for me, I can feel that this new energy of time is very prevalent as well. One of the things I feel about March, and I actually feel about, you know, the next definite 5-10 years of our life, is time's moving very, very fast. So like, as we all kind of get older, there's that saying where we're like, oh God, that year flew by. And we probably find ourselves saying that more and more and more compared to when we were a child. But actually time is moving a bit quicker. And you will notice that a little bit more. And this isn't anything to panic us. Sometimes when we feel time is moving quicker, we go into a state of urgency. Well, I better do this and I better do that. It's not about that. But it is about saying like, I'm here for a reason and I really need to start living what that purpose and what that reason is. And I think that's fundamentally what the energy of March is all about. Look at everything you've gone through since September 2019 until now. Really look back. Who were you back then? Do you even remember who you were back in September 2019, because when I look back to that, it feels like literally a different lifetime ago. It feels like I was living in a different life at that time. I don't know how it feels for all of you. How have you evolved? How have you grown? What have you learned? What has changed in you? What do you feel drives you? What motivates you now? What are your needs right now? What are your desires right now? This forms part of this new beginning. And it's really important for us to take time this March. And it's really interesting as well. I never match the topics with the energies. I actually plan my topics in advance. This month, I actually tapped into all of you in the WhatsApp group. Those, I know many of you aren't in the WhatsApp group, but for those of you that are, and I asked, you know, what you wanted to cover. So I took the topics directly from you. And yet the topics always end up matching the energy of what we're in. Self-belief and trust. For us to begin again and start again, we must have belief in ourselves, and we must have trust in ourselves, and actually have a faith in something bigger to support us in believing in ourselves and believing in that bigger energy. So March for me is actually going to be quite me. What I mean is, when I feel into March, it's going to be quite a quick month again. We're going to see quite a lot of like expansion coming in. And what I feel around this is, though there's a few planetary elements shifting, which I'll talk to you about later, this is actually quite a positive time. This is a time where things you've really wanted to kind of get clarity on, I think you're going to get the clarity this month. Things you've wanted to start moving, I really feel since the third week in February have started, and that's only going to continue. And probably we'll talk again about this in April, May and June of this forward moving energy as well. We're in a very open space right now. So what I would say is, even if you feel like a tiny bit lost right now, or you're like, okay, beginning again, what does that look like? It's not about finding the answers to that. It's not about finding the how. How am I going to go towards this new life? Or how am I going to move in the direction of where I want to go? How? That's what we're always stuck in. How? Or when is it going to happen? Or when is the answer just going to have like show up in front of me? Where's the epiphany I'm just going to have? You're not going to have any of that stuff. And the reason for that is because really fundamentally this month is about, how do I live as myself? That's really, really hard to do. Because when we have to live as ourselves, we can find ourselves challenged. We can find ourselves triggered in those moments. So this month is all about fundamentally living as yourself to allow this newer version of you show up. But then you'll probably find towards the second half of March that clarity starts to come through. That refocus starts to come through, and it is quite a positive month in general. So I feel it's an active month. I feel it's a quick month, but I also feel it's a month there's going to be like a lot of clarity coming just by being yourself. Quite literally, that's all you have to do. You don't have to figure out anything else. So give yourself a bit of a break. Now to move on to kind of the astrological stuff, and you'll read a lot about this. This is known as the powerhouse month of 2023. Massive changes, stuff that have like, don't always remember the planets and where they're moving to and what they're doing and everything. I'll read all about that, but I just get the energetics from it. So basically, at the end of January 2020, Saturn moved into a certain planet. And Saturn is the energy of karma. And when it shows up, Saturn's also like the wounded healer energy. So it has a tendency to bring difficult karmic stuff that we kind of have to play out in our life. And that can just bring a lot to the surface. So obviously in January 2020, look at what we were all landed with. The biggest times we had to sit with ourselves and be with ourselves and have so many changes. So, you know, COVID and all of the rest of things have gone on since. So that planet is actually, Saturn is actually leaving that planet now and it's moving into another one. So while there's still karmic energy, this one's going to be a lot softer. This is about really pushing us forward into why we're here, what we're here to do, what that clarity is all about. So actually, while there is a planetary element showing up, like it's not like, and I, you know, I've read a lot about this because when I was first starting to look at it, I was like, oh God, you know, when I, anytime I hear about Saturn doing something, I'm like, oh Jesus, what's it at now? But this actually, everything I've been reading anyway, you may have read differently, is saying like this is really, really good stuff. We don't really know how it's going to land. There is a little bit of unknown. I don't know even if you're feeling this at the moment, but even for myself, you know, I've taken a step back a little bit from trying to figure out the how of things over the last number of weeks, just organically, like even before I knew this energy was here. And I get a little bit anxious in my stomach, a little bit of like nerves of like, I'm not used to just sitting back and letting things unfold. Like, I'm really not. I always push, I always try not to push for things, but I do push for things. I'm quite impatient. I want answers. I'll tell myself that I'm surrendering and I'm not. I'll tell myself I'm letting things go and I'm not. But I actually have done that. And the nervousness and the anxiety I'm getting from it is because it doesn't feel comfortable. It feels utterly uncomfortable. It feel, even when I'm recording this, in my body I feel uncomfortable saying I'm sitting back and letting things unfold. It doesn't mean I'm not doing anything. Of course I am working away, but I'm just tapping away at all the things that sustain my life. Like, so doing what I need to do work-wise, you know, I'm looking at stopping trying to create so much. Even if it's time for me, just a little break around, like, trying to figure out new things and better things and more things. Like, every month I'd always be doing that. I'm just like, no, let me just take that step back now. I'm actually doing that in other parts of my life where I'm like, I'm taking a step back and just seeing how these things unfold. So I'm getting up every day. I'm doing everything that I need to do in my life, but I'm not trying to figure out the next steps. You might not live in that headspace of trying to figure out the next step. So to you, you could be like, yeah, sure, I do that anyway. And if you do, that's perfect. That's exactly where we want you to be this month. But if you're anything like me and you overthink and you over worry and you look at where you're going or what's going to happen next or have to figure it out, what I just say is, just even for this month, give yourself permission. If you need to say, well, you know, the energies are saying give yourself permission to kind of just not have it all figured out right now and let things show up, because that's the energy of what Saturn is going to be doing now. And this karmic stuff is bringing things forward in a very feminine way, a very gentle way, a very soft way. And that's really what we need. We don't need the harshness that Saturn has brought. Mother of God, if you look back, I'm going back, like I said, September, October 2019. Planetary astrological wise, they're asking you to go back to the end of January. Either way, oh my God, the things that we have gone through. And I have no doubt that any of you listening to this will have been affected personally by what has gone on over the last number of years. You may not have been directly affected by COVID. You may not have been directly affected by the massive global changes in any way. But whether it's an emotional level, whether it's been a financial level, whether it's been a physical level, or whether it's been a relationship, whether it's been your career, something has shifted for you in a big way. Something that kind of like, I'm not religious, but you know, they say that come to Jesus moment, like something has happened for you. Nobody was immune to it. So it's been challenging and it's been difficult. And now we come into softness. Now we come into more softness. Now on a global level, this is time again of breaking down barriers, breaking down walls, you know, kind of tearing up systems. A lot of what we've been seeing, I'm not going to get into this stuff, but like we're seeing a lot of stuff, even at, let's say, you know, cash not being a big thing anymore, and we're like digitalized and this kind of stuff. There's just more stuff like that. But one other thing that's coming out over this month, and this is particularly to those of you who are innovators, entrepreneurs, business owners, you know, bringing innovation and creativity into your work, wanting to set up a business, this is an amazing time. This energy that's coming in right now, and I think Saturn is moving in over the full moon, which is next Tuesday, Wednesday, 7th and 8th, and we have our full moon ceremony on Monday night ahead of all of this to get prepared for it, is innovation and entrepreneurship. Massive energy around that, because as systems get broken down, we need innovators, change bringers, healers, creators, all of you to come to the forefront. So an amazing time around this, but with a little bit of a caveat around this, has to be in alignment with what you want to do. Don't get stuck into working in a space that you're making do, or I'm setting up my business, but sure, I'll just do a bit of that till it gets up off the ground. No. Be absolutely and utterly aligned to what you want to do right now in the here and now. Do not settle, because you don't want to start off something that you don't really want to do and either burn out your energy or get sick of it. We need people just showing up exactly who you are. That goes back to what I was feeling intuitively of like really just being yourself. So if any of you are in that space, or even in your career, if you're looking for changes, it's got to be aligned to what you truly, truly want for yourself. As we move through March then, and coming up to around the 20th to the 24th, we have another planetary shift. And at that point, we're starting to see quite a light energy coming up. March feels a little bit unknown because, for two reasons, the planetary shift we are having has not happened since the 1700s. Okay, so it's a vast amount of time since then. Okay, what we're also seeing is that because we're dealing with new planetary elements coming in here now, that, and then we've got these things that have not gone on for a very long time, we just don't know how that's going to show up. Like, we're kind of living in a space and time at the moment where we wake up and hear some other mad things after happening. So there is a feeling of that. I feel like there's going to be some global shift in something. I don't know what that is. But I feel for us personally, it's a really good time for the shift in all of us to happen. So this month is very empowering. It's a huge transformation month. It's a huge powerhouse month. It's a time for getting really, really clear and get going now. Get moving. Don't sit on things anymore. Like I'm saying, let how it's going to happen and when it's going to happen unfold itself. But get clear on what you want. Get clear on the direction you're going. Get clear on taking those next steps. Stop thinking, I'll wait till next month, I'll wait till next year, I'll wait a week. No, get moving now. That's definitely been a prominent energy since February. So I hope that, I hope that energy report really helps you over the coming months, and coming weeks, and that you can move yourself into a better place and a better time with the energies that are very, very supportive right now. So have a great March, and I'll chat to you very soon.